trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Basketball fans, make real-time sports in Elk Grove Village your spot for all the action. Come cheer on your favorite team on over 50 high-def TVs and big screens. Enjoy game day food and drink specials in Chicago's famous Super Rosa Pizza. With unbelievable food and awesome drink specials, real-time sports customers keep coming back for more. Serving Boston Lager seasonal and Rebel IPA. Enjoy Boston Lager, April's beer of the month. For information and a list of events, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Tonight, WGN Sports is the only place you'll hear Neil and Stacy with a hometown call.
It's raining jumpers in Chicago, baby!
Watch the Bulls fight for playoff position. Bulls, Pistons, tonight at 7 on WGN-TV.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at healthcom with two M's.northwestern.edu.
Whew, what a party.
But look at the walls, John. So many stains.
Oh, yeah, but...
You know what this means.
Val, we...
Time to repaint.
Val.
What, John?
We used Valspar Reserve, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's super stain resistant and scrubbable. See, the walls are perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But if you still want to repaint...
Yay!
Valspar Reserve Paint and Primer with Hydrochroma technology. Now the colors you love stay the colors you love, exclusively at Lowe's.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
A little past 5 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves push for the playoffs against the defending champs is Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena. The Blackhawks tonight on the road in Buffalo, back end of a back-to-back, as Corey Crawford has been fantastic as of late.
Yeah, I think he's been outstanding this season. I think his consistency, we talked about going in, how big he's been in third periods, the games are on the line. He made four big stops. He had the big stop at 1-1, and a couple after that when we had the lead. So he's been great all year. You know, they had a little bit ordinary there after his injury, but other than that, outstanding season.
I expect to see Scott Darling, though, as he is expected to make his first ever start against the Sabres tonight. And after slipping back to a wild card slot over the weekend, the Hawks, despite clinching their seventh straight playoff bid, they are now within 3 points of division-leading Nashville. Bulls come in tonight, having won four straight at home at United Center. They're hosting the Pistons this evening. Derrick Rose not going to play. Still no official return date or anything like that, but it does look to be game-to-game at this point. Bulls are even with the Raptors for the 3 seed right now, 2.5 games behind the Cavs for the second spot. Baseball, White Sox in Charlotte tonight. They're about to get started in a couple of minutes. John Danks making the start against the AAA squad, and then it's off to Kansas City for opening day on Monday against the defending American League champion Royals. Cubs are in Phoenix to battle the Diamondbacks tonight at Chase Field later on tonight. You can expect a lot of minor leaguers for that one tomorrow afternoon in Phoenix at Chase Field. Big League club will be heading home to get ready to face the St. Louis Cardinals for opening night. tonight at Wrigley Sunday night. Josh Hamilton not going to be suspended for a substance abuse relapse. Arbitration hearing determined that he did not violate his treatment program, and the Angels not too happy about the decision. Team President John Carpino says that it defies logic that it's not a violation. Angels are on the hook for 3 more years for a total of $83 million. Twins pitcher Irvin Santana gets a suspension for a failed drug test that is for 80 games. College hoops practice this afternoon down in Indianapolis for the Final Four. Duke and Michigan State go first tomorrow night, a little bit past 5. Kentucky and Wisconsin after that. Frank Kaminsky, your AP Player of the Year. John Calipari is your AP Coach of the Year. Tiger Woods says he will play the Masters this year next week. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info Session is on April 14th. And College Hoops coverage on the score is brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cole Digital. They're changing the way homes think.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Yeah, just when you were starting to feel good, Chris Bryant spoke.
A lot of feelings. I mean, I want to say I'm mad or angry. I'm just extremely disappointed. You know, I wanted it to go out there and my performance matter. And, you know, to me, it felt like it didn't matter as much as, you know, I thought it would. And, yeah, I went out there, played as hard as I can. I did everything I could. And, you know, like I said, I'm just disappointed.
And that's what happens when people can't put the story to bed. How many times you get an opportunity to understand it or not? And then you get some other thumb-sucking column from somebody trying to perpetuate a stupid. Right.
What you're trying to do.
Just a contrarian viewpoint when everybody understands what's going on.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God almighty. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
This is John in Milwaukee. He's on the Score.
I'm actually in Destin, Florida vacationing, but I'm from Milwaukee. I was a Milwaukee Bucks fan I called the other day. The point was, the Bucks to win one game.
Oh, oh for the love of God. You're seriously calling us to make a case for the Bucks in the playoffs against the Bulls?
No, to win one game.
Call back in an hour and give us a case for Custer.
Wait a second here. I'm calling as I'm going to make a point about my Milwaukee Bucks. And here's the deal, bucko. The 630 says, who calls while on vacation to make a case for the Milwaukee Bucks to win a single playoff game? We're going to ruin your sweep.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Harry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I actually kind of like John from Milwaukee. I hope we hear from him again as we get closer to the Bulls and the Bucks, which seems inevitable.
Yeah, he's
me,
a good caller.
I like him.
And we still have this string of great calls the entire week.
The arguments were good. I mean, everything has been terrific. You know, just want to mention something, and because I owe it to a very good friend. And I had no idea. During the White Sox game yesterday, watching the White Sox game, and I know you were probably watching. You wouldn't miss a preseason pitch, would you? Steve Stone mentioned that Elliot Harris's daughter had passed away. And I had not heard nothing about this. It was yesterday. And immediately very saddened. And then I went to ElliotHarris.com. I don't know if you know that exists. I'm sure you do. You know most everything. But I would suggest this for people who probably remember Elliot from writing quick hits a number of years and really turning into just a perverted circus is what it was. And it was priceless. Every day he wrote, which I've known Ed for 35 years now, it's priceless when he writes. But losing a loved one, particularly a child, I can't imagine anything more difficult than that. And faced it once and escaped it, but he couldn't. And the column he wrote about it, and he said he's very private. He is. Elliot Harris is not one of those guys. He'll be as crazy as he wants to be when he's writing for the Sun-Times and all that. But he says that this is coming from the heart of a very private guy. And he is that. So I think everybody who knows him, and I knew him when I was at Sun Times, I could never figure out why, for example, that when the job to cover the Bulls came up, that he didn't get it instead of me. I
mean, travel.
It made no sense at the time, and it still makes no sense. And, yeah, probably wanted to stay home. His kids were very young, and Rachel was just 36 when she passed. So I when I remember, she was a toddler, darling little girl. And when you look at some of the pictures he posted of her life, for those who know him, a very difficult day. And I hope he gets through this, because he's really been a very good friend. And a guy who's at all the score events, if you notice. When there's a score event, Elliot is there.
Great guy. Truly gentle soul.
Yeah. It was a very difficult day for me, and it remains a very difficult time now when I talk about it. So I hope he gets through this, and I'm sure he will. But he said he's not going to write anything for a while, and I certainly see why. But I want you, if you knew him, if you remember him just a little bit, two L's, two T's, go to ElliotHarris.com and read his post.
I believe also that his daughter had been afflicted with either colitis or Crohn's.
I don't know much about Crohn's.
And either way, if you are so moved to do so in someone's honor, I would think that a donation to the Colitis and Crohn's Foundation would be
in order.
Something that would be appropriate. But also my condolences as well to a really good guy. And like I say, just a fundamentally gentle, wise guy.
Who is one of the smartest guys I ever worked with. I mean, when that guy was there, it was like, what the hell am I doing here? Why should I be at this desk when he's sitting at this desk? There was no point to it. If there was a story and I see his initials on it, what's the point of me reading it? You know the thing's done. You know the thing's done right. I mean, you had to put your initials on it to show you read it. It was sort of like, yes, is he actually doing something? In my case, maybe. Maybe, but you had to put your initials on it for some God only knows reason, just to make sure you had several sets of eyes on a story. And when you saw EH on it, you just thought, well, what's the point? I mean, I'd read it again, but it'd be absolutely perfect. So anyway, it was a difficult day for those of us who know him. And I can't imagine having to write that and having to post it. But I think a donation would be in order. And just check it out. I think that if there's for those of you who remember him, or perhaps still follow him, perhaps still read his column, that it would be something for you to do. There would be. It's tough. It's tough, but it's so beautifully done. Just a very difficult day for me.
We're on the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour, and for the most of today, it has been a very, very happy time here at 1100 Douglas Road in Oswego on the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour. And it's rare that we get one of these Fridays that has people off of work, and next thing you know, at 1:30, it's pretty much full.
Yes, it is bed crowd almost the entire day.
The point of being packed. It's been fun.
I can't ask if anybody has a job, because maybe today you get a day off, right? Or do you get off early? Because generally when we go somewhere, and it's packed the entire day. So does anybody in this town work?
Well,
do you have employment?
And then
today I get it.
I see a lot of kids around, and my first thought is usually, like, we asked that one kid in Ottawa when I said, "Aren't you in school?" And my daddy said, "I could take a day off."
I remember that kid.
I don't
think you're from Mars.
I ain't need no school. Remember that guy?
And you know what? You made a point before. I didn't know this. I'd never noticed it. That LaRoche's kid.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me about this. This is something I had not noticed.
I knew it was something, but I didn't know it was quite to this extent. That Adam LaRoche,
our guy.
Yeah, the
our
story
hero.
Here was from February of 2013, so his kid is now over 12.
Over 12.
But Drake LaRoche is a part of whatever team his dad plays for, in that he's got his own locker. And he doesn't...
That's just great.
He doesn't go to school. And the first thought is, okay, well, there's got to be something odd here.
Something wrong with this.
Because, you know, generally, I think homeschooling creates odd
right, you don't like,
people.
Yeah.
And it's usually for
odd people.
Strange reasons. Yeah. But this is a conscious decision. And Adam LaRoche says it's like having your son and your best friend alongside you all day long at work, which never gets to happen. I don't know many jobs you can bring your kid and not have to put him in daycare. It's been awesome. And he tells the Washington Post, this is, I'm reading some of this in a story in Yahoo. He tells the Washington Post, "We're not big on school."
I could, you know what, I can sort of relate to that.
He says, "We're not big on school. I told my wife he's going to learn a lot more useful information in the clubhouse than he will in the classroom
from the White Sox
as far as life lessons."
Learning life lessons from the White Sox.
And there's more. It says, long ago, LaRoche prioritized bringing Drake with him over traditional schooling. He goes to class in the winter,